Well, let's take our Bibles and open to John chapter 14. These chapters in John 13, 14, 15, 16 were spoken just before Jesus went to the cross. It seems it was at the Last Supper that he spoke really from his heart to them and tried to reassure them that they should not let their heart be troubled, that he was going away, but that was in God's plan. And so this little section that we read today is in that context. We began on this side yesterday, so let's begin over here. Sister Heidi, if you would just read verse 15, and then we'll work our way from the back to the front and around. And we'll read to the end of the chapter.
If you love me, you will do the things I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you.
A little while longer and the Lord will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also.
And that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and then manifest myself to him.
Then Judas Iscariot said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?"
Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. He will come to him and make our home with him.
He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me.
All this I have spoken while still with you.
The Counselor of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you everything I have said to you.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I.
You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going away to my Father, for the Father is greater than I.
And now I have told you before he comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe.
I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me.
But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here.
Hallelujah. Now there's much in these verses that we could consider. But the focus this morning is this. Are you doing what he says? Now that's, again, not original to me. That's a simple sentence, isn't it? Are you doing what he says? But I've heard it said that Sister Robinson, you remember that picture I showed the other day of that lady? Well, she had a faith home in Zion, Illinois, where different missionaries and ministers would come, stay at her home and receive instruction and training for the ministry and rest and restoration, renewal. And so that was the audience, so to speak. Those were the ones that were gathered together. And it seems that there wasn't much discussion about the tribulation and the interpretation of Revelation or things like that, or some new doctrine that was spreading around, but it was simply this: are you doing what he says? Are you obeying the Lord Jesus? Are you obeying his commands? And so that's a message that we need to take to heart. A simple message. Are you doing what he says? And so which are the verses here? Well, let me just say one thing before we go there. I've always been blessed. Again, Jesus was going to the cross, and he knew that, and he was going to be resurrected, and he knew that, and he was going to go back to the Father, and I think he knew that as well. And yet he tells his disciples, it's good for you if I go away, because if I go away, then I'm going to send the Comforter, another Comforter, one just like me. But the verse that blesses me in this reading, one of them, is verse 18. And what does that say? It says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now, who's saying that? Who says that? Jesus says that, right? So Jesus tells them that in sending the Comforter, in sending the Holy Spirit, I am coming to you. Now, when Jesus walked the face of the earth, he could really be only in one place at one time. And I think that's part of the reason he says it's expedient. It's better for me if I go away, because if I go away, then I'll send the Comforter. And I'm going to come to you again. But I'm going to come to you wherever you are. And no matter where you are, Jesus is coming to you through the person of the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of Christ. And so I've always been blessed. Jesus doesn't leave us alone, doesn't leave his disciples alone. He himself comes. And so when we talk about Jesus being present and we talk about his presence, it speaks of a person. It's not some abstract thing. It's not some idea. It's a person. It's not a force. It's not something. It's Jesus. When we speak of his presence, it means he is here. Do you understand that? Jesus is here. When we dwell in his presence, we mean that we're dwelling with him, that Jesus walks with us, that Jesus talks with us, that Jesus is right here with us. Amen. And so I'm so thankful for those truths. And now, what verses, here's a question, what are the verses that speak of obedience in this chapter? Look at those verses. King James uses the word keep. Keep his commandments. But that word really means obedience, right? Obey. So which verses speak? Let's take the... Which is the first one? If you love me, keep my commandments. Obey my commandments. I understand that Brother Paul, as a Sunday school teacher, asked his class... What did you ask your class, Brother Paul? What is the meaning of love? And then he had a card that he held up and it said, love is obedience. Do you think the class liked that answer? I know Brother Eddie said he didn't agree with that as a student. But then Brother Paul went on to explain. And here it is. It's right here. If you love me, what does it say? You'll have a good feeling about me. Right? Is that what it says? If you love me, you obey my commands. And just think about that in the natural, in our relationships. We tell people we love them. I love you, Mommy. I love you, Daddy. Right? You say that, Luke?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. So now here's the question for you. Do you obey Mom and Dad? Yes? Okay, good. Yeah. So if you love your parents... And you young people as well. If you love your parents, then you ought to obey them. You ought to do what they say. And that carries over again. That carries over with our God. I'd like to maybe stretch that a little bit, that thought, because, you know, how can we say we love God and we're going to obey God who we haven't seen if we can't love and obey our parents? Right? And so the Lord has to help us to keep his commandments. All right, that was 15. Another one. 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. Now see, now here he adds something to this. Now listen, because there's a promise attached to the obedience. And he that loves me will be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest or show myself or reveal myself to him. So there's a wonderful promise that's attached to our obedience. Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my words. But if you do that, if you walk in obedience, then you will be loved of my Father, and I will love you and will reveal, manifest, show myself to you. You know, I pray often, or I find that I pray often, Lord, make yourself real and precious to us. Make yourself real and precious to us. But I see now that there's something that we need to do in order for that to take place. Jesus will make himself real and precious to us if we endeavor by his grace to obey, to do what he says. Are you doing what he says? And I'm sure that we've experienced this in our lives when we don't do what he says, when we disobey, then we lose the sense, the consciousness of his nearness with us. He needs to withdraw, as it were, his presence from us. The sensible manifestation of his presence. It doesn't mean that he leaves us, no, but because of our sin, because of our disobedience, there comes that separation and we don't sense his nearness. Didn't David pray that way? Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. And so we want to walk in obedience. And if there are things that you know are displeasing to him, if the Lord shows you, then you need to get back on the way of obedience. And we need to confess and make those things right so there's nothing between our souls and the Savior, so that his blessed face may be seen. He wants to manifest himself. He wants to be real and precious to us. All right, another verse.
23.
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, again, he will keep my words. Now, it's a similar thing. Let's see what's different now in this statement of Jesus. And my Father will love him, right? He had said that before. But now something else. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Now, that's King James. What does your Bible say? Make our home. So if not only does Jesus want to show himself to us, reveal himself, make himself real and precious, but he wants to come and live with us. Isn't that precious? My heart, his home. I think there's a little track like that, right? Do you use that, Sister Heidi? That picture of the heart as a home, right? And the different rooms? Yeah. And so Jesus wants to come and he wants to live with us. Make his dwelling with us. It speaks again of not, if I live somewhere, I come and I'm very comfortable there. I have the keys to the house, right? And every room is accessible to me. And I'm very comfortable in that place. And it's not out of place for me to be there because it's my home. And if Jesus is making his abode in your heart, that means he has the keys. He lives there. He has access to every room in our hearts, as it were. There's nothing that we can keep back from him. And so has Jesus come and made his abode with you? Does he dwell with you? Well, it's to the one who keeps his commandments, who obeys his words. Now, do you know what Jesus has commanded? Did Jesus give us the Ten Commandments? Sister Marie, yes. Sister Marie says yes.
Through Moses.
But he took all the Ten Commandments, and he, I think maybe with the exception of, I'm going to say one, and repeated them and amplified them. Just read the Sermon on the Mount if you want to know what Jesus commands. How does he want you to live? Read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed, blessed. And then he talks about the Ten Commandments, and he says, you have heard it said, you shall not kill and murder. But I say to you, if you hate your brother, if you're angry with your brother, it's just as bad as committing murder. Can that be? Well, those are the things that Jesus commanded. He wants our hearts to be right. Because out of the heart, the actions spring. And if our hearts are right, then we will do those things that please Him and please the Father. Is there another verse that speaks of obedience here? Well, I think verse... Yeah, the right, it flips it, right? In 24, he says, he that loveth me not does not obey my sayings. And then he goes on to say, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. And so the things that Jesus spoke in another place, he says, I only speak what the Father tells me to speak. And so if you don't obey my words, you're not obeying my Father's words. And you really don't love me. So, do you agree with Brother Paul that love is equal to obedience? Anyone want to say no? Well, you could take it up with Brother Paul. No, you could take it up with John. You could take it up with the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to see that if we truly love you, we'll keep your words. We'll hide them in our hearts. The psalmist David put it that way, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Hallelujah. Now, who is our example in all of this? Well, as always, Jesus is our example. Look at the end of the chapter. I'll read it in the NIV. I think it's a little clearer there. In the NIV, verse 31, it says, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. You see that? Is there obedience in that? Jesus says, I obey exactly what the Father has commanded me. And so again, our heart's prayer is, Lord, we want to be like you. We want to obey the Father. We want to obey your words. We want to show our love to you by obedience. And as Sister Heidi said, when we truly love the Lord Jesus, then it's not hard for us to obey. And these things that maybe seem beyond us, he comes and he gives us the grace and he draws our hearts. I believe there's a will that God gives us that we need to yield to him. And it's not always about the feelings. All right. Don't feel like doing that. Well, if God has called me to do that, if it's his command, then I say yes, and I yield myself to that. At the bottom of your your booklets there, there's a little quote from Sister Robinson about love and obedience. And maybe we could just read that together in closing this morning. Deborah, you want to read that for us? You have that?
All go-through Christians learn something of the lesson, that for very love of God, obedience becomes a delight. But even if you do not enjoy that exquisite glory of love, yet choose the path of obedience, before long you will discover the truth of his own statement, that that attitude of obedience is love, and that obedience is an open door to reception and comprehension and enjoyment of his love. Through this method of stern holiness and lowly faith, Jesus will manifest himself and you will find him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we choose to obey. And as we choose that path of obedience, the Lord comes and manifests himself to us. We learn to love him as we learn to obey. And so, Lord, we take your grace this morning. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, teach us your ways. Again, this is your way, dear God. The way that Jesus walked. I do always those things that please the Father. I do exactly what he commands. And Lord, help us to see that then and only then do we truly love you. Lord, we believe that as we walk that way of obedience, you truly will manifest yourself and make yourself more real and precious to us. Lord, we thank you for your promise this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have promised to come and live with us, to dwell with us. In that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and I in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, fill us with the Holy Spirit. Jesus, we want you to come and be King of our lives. We want you to sit upon the throne of our hearts. We want to do the things that you say. And so keep us simple, Lord. Keep us humble, lowly before you. And remind us when that will needs to be exercised for you, when we need to say, I will obey, I choose to obey. Remind us that that is the path that you desire us to walk in. Help us this day, that today we would choose to obey in everything. I ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. 390?
Yes, brother. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. 390. Let's stand as we sing.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. And obey.
And pray with us, please.
Dear Lord, we're so thankful for all your promises in the book and all your commandments in the book.
Yes, Lord.
May they all fill our hearts, bring to memory that your commandments as we go through life.
Yes,
may
Lord.
We face situations where your word is clear as to what we should do and what we should not do. Let us hear your voice and follow it to show our love for you, Lord, yes. As we go each step of the way by obeying your word, obeying your commandments, obeying the leading of your Holy Spirit, which is personal commandments to our own lives and hearts, that we may be all that you want us to be, and that your kingdom may come, that your kingdom may be fulfilled as each one of us becomes part of your body. Every part of your is needed, Lord Jesus, from the fingers to the toes to the eyes and ears and nose.
Yes,
may
Lord.
We be part of that body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
So that your body may be strong and complete, and that we may go forth and be a conquering army, conquering the world, and that we may be all that you want us to be. Now be with us today. Keep your hand on us that no one is injured or harmed.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We enjoy your outdoors and enjoy your presence as we walk through this place. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you.